Grandola.
Malcolm.
I guess he's not on yet. I haven't heard him.
I haven't heard. I don't think he's on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What is it?
What is it?
Please join me in saying the Anabatoah. Anabatoah, Gedula Chimimha, Lati, Serura, Alephet Gimel Yitap Sadi, Sabel Rinat. Sagvenu Baharenu Nora Ufresh Ayan Sinted Hood Nagibor Dorshe Hudha Devavat Jamre Nun Gimel Dalad Yud Tafshin Barhem Taharem Rahame Sikatha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzaditav Gimel Tasim Kadosh Berov Tufa Nael Adata Ketufet Tetunayan Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zohre Kiddushatah Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyutah. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Heyoa, Adonai Heyoa, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emeth Notzer chesed l'alafim Naseah on wafesha v'chata'av v'nakei We will now connect to the energy of certainty utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro. It is Pasuk 29. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kud Shabari Hu, Ishkinte Bit Hilu, Urchimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urchimu. Leachta Lashem Yud He Bavalte, Behuda Shalim Beshem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Elena Masei Yadeinu Kananei Elena Masei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Parichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Beovada Dikot, Belaid Lach Mila Bialma, Bivae Barnash, Bedach Yalea, Minea Ulan Haga, Bea Kalana, Behakulu Ovada, Dikot Inun, Wikolai Spiri, Bialma. The energy of our current year, 5779, is to become wiser. There are four verses we will study tonight. The first three all have the name of the year spelled within them, concealed within them. The name of the year is Tav Shin Ayin Tet. In all three of these verses, these four letters are concealed. The four letters are separated by two letters each. The first verse that we study is from Leviticus. It's chapter 26, verse 18.
Ve'imadele lo tishbe'uli. We asafti liasra echem sheva al hatotechem.
Next, we will study a verse from Isaiah. And this verse is chapter 36, verse 6 of Isaiah.
Hine vatachta al mishenet akane haratzut hazeh al mitraim asher yisameh ish alaluva bekapo kava kein paro melech mitraim lekol habotim malav.
And the third verse comes from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13.
Wagam ani hecheleti akotecha hashmeim al hatotecha.
Now the fourth verse we study is a new one. The verse that starts with a hey and ends with a tet. And it's from the prophet Habakkuk. It's chapter 2, verse 6.
Halo ele tulam balav mashal Yisau umlitza. Idot lo weomar, hoi amar be, lo lo ad matai, umach bid alav altit.
The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. This verse comes from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. It's the only verse that is connecting to that energy of peace in the Middle East. Wisamti makom le'ami le'Israel undati v'shakan ta'akal v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shi la lahe aka aka heta he zayo alada la awahe heya yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa ka la yo la wa wa fe he la nu la ha yo yo la yo me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo wa wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he Kawako me nu da anu yo he ame re ai re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta. May be hey pay why yo nu may may yo yo la hey re hey may sa re wa may be yo hey hey anu wa may hey yo da may be may nu ko a yo a hey be wa re a hey yo be may hey yo yo may wa may. Now we will connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a. Yo ta la me re he, he yo yo he me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo wa wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he se wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the Rosh Chodesh Aleph of Adar, Rav Moshe of Zalosha, Rav Rabbi Menachem Mendel, the son of Rabbi Baruch Bende of Sklov. Rabbi Eliyahu HaBachur HaLevi, known as the Baal HaTishbi. Rabbi Shemuel Abba Ben Baruch of Horednica. Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perba. And the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoa, we say in a whisper. We will now connect to the Shema Yisrael by saying the first two lines with our eyes covered and leaning slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. We'll now say a L'shem Yichud, followed by the Esser Dibrot, as we have been saying for the last few weeks, and we'll continue to do so. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkintei Bid Hilur Himud Hilud Hilur Ve'ahta L'shem Yud Hei Bovate V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-devarim ha-ele le'emor anochi Hashem. Hey, hey, Yehovah, Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'ase lecha. Esel v'kol temunah asher b'shamayim. Mima'al v'asher b'aretz mitachat. V'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz lo tishtachave lahem. Willow of them. Ki anochi Hashem. Hey, hey, Yoa. Elohecha al piana. Okay, Awon. Avot al banim al shleshim ve al rabeim. Vishona. V'yoseh chesed l'alafim l'yohavai u'shomrei mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem heyowa Elohecha v'shav kilo Yenake Hashem, hey, hey, Yoa. Et Asher Yisa, et Shemo, Veshav Zachor, et Yom, Ashabat Lekadsho, Sheshet Yamin, Tavod Veachita, Komelachtecha. V'yom ha-shri shabbat la-shem, hey, hey, yo-wa, Elohecha, lo ta'aseh kom lacha, ata uvincha uvitecha, avdecha v'yamatcha,
Techa Vegarcha Asher B'Yisharecha Ki Sheshet Yamim Asa Hashem Hei Hei Yowa Et HaShamayim Ve'et HaAretz Et HaYam Ve'et Kol Asher Bam V'Yanach Bayom HaShvi'i Al Kein Be'rach HaShem Hei Hei Yowa Et Yom HaShabbat V'Yikad Shehu Kabed Et Avicha Ve'et Imecha Leman Ya'arikun Yamecha Al Ha'adama Asher HaShem Hei Hei Yowa Elohecha Noten Lach Lo Tirzach Lo Tina Lo Tigno Lo Ta'ane Bereacha Eid Shakar Lo Tachmod Beit Reacha Lo Tachmod Ashet Ra Reacha V'Avdo V'Amato V'Shoro V'Chamoro V'Kol Asher L'Reacha We'll now do the Ani meditation. Starting with Malchut. Yo Aheni Wayohei, Yo Aheni Wayohei, Yo Aheni Wayohei, Yusod, Yu Ahuni Wuyohu. You ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. Hod, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Nexa, ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi, ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. He ferret. Yo ahoni wo yoho, yo ahoni wo yoho, yo ahoni wo yoho. Gabura, ye ah, ni we yoch, ye ah, ni we yoch, ye ah, ni we yoch. Hesed, ye ah, ni we yohe, ye ah, ni we yohe. Ye aheni wa yohe. Bina. Ye aheni wa yohe. Ye aheni wa yohe. Ye aheni wa yohe. Achma. Ye aheni wa yoha. Ye aheni wa yoha. Ye aheni wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Now we will connect to the abridged Kaddish to be utilized as an elevator to our class tonight.
Itkadal itkadashime rabba. And we all say Amen. V'olma divra kirute v'yam lich malkute b'chaye honu v'yome honu v'chaye d'kol beit Yisrael. V'agala v'izman kariv. V'itva rachish tabak v'itva arvit romam v'itna se v'itva dar v'itva le v'itva lal shemeh kutsha le'ela min kol birkatav v'shirata tushpechata v'nechemata da'amiran v'yalma Yehi Shlomo Rabba Min Shamaya V'chaim Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael V'imru Amen Ose Shalom B'imromal U'yase Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael V'imru Amen. Tonight's class can be found in row 14, the second column from the left, from the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. That opens up to a landing page for the writings of the Ari, where we need to scroll down to Parashat Truma. And the first link under that is the mystery of the showbread, which is where we will start with our handout. And I chose to read this section first because it's quite informative. And it's always interested me about the showbread, so it's good to learn about it. And the second section, if we have time to read, is a little bit confusing, but it will become clear at the end of the handout. The loaves of bread in the tabernacle allude to unifications in the spiritual world. The portion of the Torah read this week discussed the architecture and vessels of the tabernacle, including the table and the showbread. The details of the showbread are given in a different parasha, in Parashat Emor, along with the information about meals on Shabbat is also in Parashat Emor. We will now discuss the mystery of the showbread, the 12 loaves that were always warm. The loaves were baked on Friday, placed on the table on the Shabbat, and eaten by the priests the following Shabbat. Miraculously, they stayed fresh for the whole week. You already know that above there are several types of couplings, which are all metaphorically referred to as eating, as in the mystical meaning of the verse, eat, beloved ones. Eating is a euphemism for sexual relations. Eating is a euphemism for sexual relations. Thus, we find that when Potiphar made Joseph in charge of his household and business affairs, he left all that he had in Joseph's care, and with him in charge, he concerned himself with nothing except the bread he ate. Rashi comments, this means his wife. And indeed, Joseph says when Potiphar's wife propositions him, he has denied me nothing but you being his wife. Similarly, when Jethro heard that Moses had saved his daughters from a shepherd, he said to them, why did you leave the man there? Call him here and let him eat bread. Rashi comments, perhaps he will marry one of you, as Moses indeed did, as we are told in the next verse. He gave his daughter Zipporah to Moses. The verse quoted above is from the Song of Songs, the love poem between Hashem and Israel. As to why eating should be a metaphor for sexual relations, now, the coupling of Abba and Ima is affected by the mazel of the beard of Ari Chantin. The numerical value of the word for bread in Hebrew, lechem, has a numerical value of 78. And this is the same as that of the Aramaic word for mazel, mazla.
Lahem is spelled, or Lechem is spelled Lamed Chet Mem, and we can see that Gematria is 78. Mazla is spelled Mem Lamed Zion Aleph, and we can see its Gematria is 78. Divine consciousness is channeled through the beard of Arifan Pin. In order for a couple to unite in marital relations, there must be some inspiration that descends upon them from above. In the case of Abba and Ima, this inspiration is a spark of divine consciousness that descends upon them from the preceding Parksuf, Arifan Pin, which is known as the will of Hashem. Specifically, it is channeled through the beard of Arifan Pin, which we have discussed previously, and subdivides into 13 tufts, which in turn correspond to God's 13 attributes of mercy. These attributes are called mazalot, the plural of mazal, meaning a channel or a flow. Since the root of mazal is nun zayin lamed, which means to flow, thus the zodiac signs are also called mazalot, since they channel the divine beneficence into the natural world. In other words, the will to live and enhance life is the motivation for Abba and Ima to couple. In prosaic terms, we might say that a couple can engage in marital relations either as an expression of love for each other or of their desire to become parents together. When focusing on the latter intention, their coupling is like that of Abba and Ima, the father and the mother. And the inspiration they draw upon to unite in this way comes from their own precedent or their parents. The former intention is represented by the coupling of Zeranpin and the Nukva. The names of the Parksufim are in Aramaic, taken from the Zohar, as is this concept of mazal. That is why the numerical analysis uses the Aramaic term mazal or mazla rather than the Hebrew mazal. The text refers to Arishan Pin by the Zoharic term Atika, not to be confused with the Parsuf of Atik Yomim. This mazal is the sixth of the 13 parts of the beard, and the letter representing the number six is Vav, is spelled out by doubling itself with another Vav. These two sixes are manifested as the 12 loaves, arranged in two arrays of six each. They also manifest the two letters Hey, of the name Havaya, whose numerical value when spelled out also equals 12, as this will be explained. Coupling is referred to as heat. One of the ways the letter Vav, the third letter of the name Havaya, can be spelled out is Vav Vav. And so, therefore, these two Vavs represent the two arrays of six loaves arranged on the table. The letter He appears as the second and the fourth letter of the name Havaya. One of the ways it can be spelled out is He Aleph. The numerical value of this combination is 5 plus 1, or 6. So the two Hays again give us two sets of six. I wasn't sure if someone wanted to ask a question. I'll continue. These 12 loaves derive from the three names of Havaya present in the said mazal, which together comprise 12 letters.
Each name, each Havaya has four letters. Three of them makes 12. The numerical value of these three names, Havaya, is the same as the numerical value of the words for bread and mazal. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is 26, and 3 times 26 is 78. Since Abba and Ima couple continuously, this bread, the mazal that motivates them to couple, must be continuously on the table, as it is written, and you shall place the showbread on the table before me continuously. For this reason also, it was always warm, as it is written, to place warm bread on the day it is taken off. It was always warm, to indicate that the mazel too is always warm, arousing the continuous supernal coupling of Abba and Ima. The Levite exhibits no strict judgment. Warmth and heat in the vernacular also are metaphors for sexual arousal. Rabbi Wolf Ashkenazi notes here that the some texts add, we find that coupling is referred to as heat, as it is written, whenever the flock are in heat. Only the priests were allowed to eat this bread. This is because the priests manifested Hakma, the beginning, the high priest of all the ten Sephirot. The right axis of the Sephirot array alludes to the three types of priests: Hakma to the high priest, Kesed to the regular priest, and Netzach to the assistant, the Segan priest. The left side of the Sephirotic tree alludes to the Levites. The priests who officiated at the sacrificial rites in the temple channeled the divine beneficence downward to the people and thus manifested the attribute of Chesed, God's loving kindness. The Levites, in contrast, accompanied the temple service with music, arousing the emotions of the people and focusing their consciousness upward onto God. This ascent is an attribute of Gevurah, God's strict judgment, for any ascent implies a transcendent or a rejection of the lower level one is ascending out of. Through this, you may understand the meaning of the phrase, the Levite priests. We see, in fact, that the Torah sometimes calls the Levites priests. As it is written, they will approach the priests, the children of Levi, and the like. The reason for this is that the archetype for the priests and the Levites are Chachma and Bina, respectively. Since we have said these two Sephirot never part, the Levites on this level are sweet. They exhibit no strict judgment. He therefore is closely allied to the priests, and they all exist together as one. But below, in their physical manifestation, the Levites manifest strict severity. They therefore cannot connect with the priests as they do in their spiritual archetype. And this is why the showbread is eaten only by the priests, who manifest Chachma, wisdom. That is the end of the section on the showbread. Does anybody have any questions? I hope you found the section as interesting as I did. Now, this next section is a little bit more difficult to understand. It's titled Angels and Arts. Kabbalah teaches that the cherubs above the ark manifest various spiritual forms of love. In this Torah portion, God tells Moses to make an ark in which to house the tablets of the covenant. From the top cover of this ark produced two cherubs. Regarding the ark cover and the cherubs, there are those of the opinion that the cherubs are manifestations of Zeranpin and the Nukva, and there are others of the opinion that they are manifestations of Netzach and Hod, of Ima, and there are still others of the opinion that they are manifestations of Abba and Ima. According to the sages, the two cherubs represent the pairing of God and the Jewish people. When God was pleased with us, the cherubs faced each other. When not, they miraculously turned away from each other. The Kabbalistic archetype of the romantic dynamic of union and estrangement is the relationship between the Partufim of Zeranpin and Nukva. The Kabbalistic archetype for the romantic dynamic of union and estrangement is the relationship between the Partufim of Zeranpin and Nukva, whose union is intermittent and depends upon the behavior of the Jewish people, whose souls are derived from the Nukva. The more mature Partsufim of Abba and Ima do not undergo such vicissitudes in their relationship, and their union is constant. Inasmuch as all opinions in the Torah are true, know that the cherubs are in fact manifestations of Abba and Ima, which are like Zeranpin and Nukva, except that they never, ever part. They also manifest Netzach and Hod of Ima, which enter into Zeranpin. For this reason, they had middle-aged adult faces, to indicate that they entered into Zeranpin. For if Abba and Ima were in their place above, it would have been proper for them to have had early, for them to have had elderly adult faces rather than middle-aged mature faces. Rather, we must assume that they were manifestations of Netzach and Hod that entered Zeranpin. Three times a day, their faces would change from that of children to that of adults. The sages state that the cherubs on the ark cover had the faces of children. The Zohar states that three times a day, during the daily prayers, the cherubs would miraculously spread their wings. And at that time, when the Jews experienced expanded mature consciousness, their faces would change from that of children to that of adults. In Kabbalistic terms, mature consciousness is the presence of the mentality of Ima in Zeranpin. The facet of Ima that can enter Zeranpin is Netzach and Hod of Ima, as we have explained previously. About this it is said, and spread over us the shelter of your peace. In our liturgy, second blessing, after the recitation of the Shema in the evening service, refers to the shelter of Solomon. The word for peace in Hebrew, Shalom, is closely related to the name Solomon. In Hebrew, it is Shlomo. This refers to the fact that when Netzach and Hod of Ima enter Zeranpin, Zeranpin's intellect matures, and this quiets the internal strife going on inside us. The mentality of Ima
Ima itself, which cannot answer Zerantim, hovers over us, acting as an inspiration, protecting us. In any case, the union of the two cherubs signifies the union of Zerantin and Nukva, who, when united, resemble the constant union of Abba and Ima. Apparently, when Netzach and Yesod of Ima enter Zerantin, this somehow completes the Yesod of Ima, as will be now stated, and this sets in motion the proper functioning of the cherubs on the ark cover, the revelation of God's will through the Torah. When Yesod of Ima is completed, Yesod of Abba, which is the Torah, becomes manifest. And where is it manifest? In the Ark of the Covenant, which manifests the Malchut of Ima. Insight is drawn into the mind when the mind has created in itself an awareness that needs to be filled. When Yesod of Ima, the womb of the mother, is ready, the Yesod of Abba, the father's procreative organ, is aroused to fertilize it. Insight is drawn into the mind when the mind has created in itself a vacuum, a womb, an awareness that it needs to be filled. This is possible only if the individual feels a sense of selflessness, a willingness to relinquish his present, imperfect worldview in favor of a more perfect one. And I am adding, this is the Kavanah to build a vessel. Learn it well. Practice it until it becomes who you are. Malchut of Ima is the interface between Ima and the lower part Sufim, the ability of the intellect to create emotions and their expression. And I am adding, intellect does not create emotions except to act out emotions. Emotions are the protection and the needs of the body. This is my opinion. They are not related to the intellect, except superficially. Similarly, when we remove the Torah scroll from the ark in the synagogue, we are in effect removing the Torah, Chokhmah, from the ark, Malchut of Bina. We then take it to the reader's platform, which is Malchut itself. Reading the Torah is revealing God's will into the world. It is manifesting the divine insight of Chokhmah as developed into a new vision of reality in Bina that is now ready to revitalize and re-inspire the world. We will now describe how this dynamic is manifest in the array of angels in the higher worlds. Please pay attention from this point forward, more especially strong attention. Similarly, we find reference to the seraphim, which are cherubs, being in Briah, which is associated with Bina, and to Chayot being in Yetzirah, and to Ofanim in Asiya. There are two seraphim, even though innumerable chants of millions of angels are derived and issue from them. They correspond to Yud and He, Chokhmah inside Bina, which together enters Briah.
The seraphim are the more intellectual angels who personify divine consciousness based on intellectual comprehension of divinity. The letters Yud and He signify Chokhmah and Bina. It is stated in the Zohar that the four worlds are dominated by the four levels of divine consciousness, indicated by the four letters in the name Havaya, respectively. Thus, the world of Atzilut is dominated by Chokhmah, which is the Yud, pure divine awareness. Bria is dominated by Bina, which is He, divine intellect. Yetzirah is dominated by the midwife, by the Midot, which is the Vav, divine emotion. And Asiya is dominated by Malchut, the lower He, which is divine expression. This is the name Yah, Yud He, in the world of Briah. As Rabbi Ishmael said, I saw a Katriel, Yah Havaya Tevaot. In Atzilut, it is impossible for there to be any duality whatsoever. Evidently, these four names of God correspond to the four letters of the name Havaya, the four worlds, the four Partsufim. The name Akatriel is obviously related to Keter, the super-rational Sephirah that serves as a source of insight given into Chokhmah and is thus associated with the world of Atzilut. Yah, as just stated, refers to Chokhmah within Bina. The experience of Bria, Havaya, is associated with Tiferet. Tiferet is the central of the six Midot. Tzivaot is associated with Netzach and Hod, which are manifest as God's actions in the world of Asiyah. These are the two archangels, Michael and Gabriel, who are termed seraphim and are the strength of the states of Givurah. Bina is on the left side of the Sephirah tree and therefore associated with Givurah. The seraphim, the angel of Briah, are also associated with Givurah. In particular, the word seraph means fiery angel or burning angel, referring to the burning up of self-awareness that accompanies deep intellectual comprehension of divine reality. The relentless, consuming nature of fire is associated with Givurah. This is indicated by the fact that the numerical value of Seraph is 580. And this is the same as that of the word for strength, Tokef. Seraph is spelled Sin Resh Pei and is the Gematria 580. Tokef is spelled Taf Kuf Pei, which is 580 also. They are each twice the numerical value of the final letters. The letters Mem Nuni, Nun Sadek, Pe, and Ha possess final forms, indicating a stopping or restraint of Givurah, the flow of divine life force, represented by the letters of the alphabet. The final letters are Mem Sofit, Nun Sofit, Sadit Sofit, Pe Sofit, and Chaf Sofit, totaling in their regular gematria 280. And 2 times 280 is 560. Each one includes itself and its fellow with it. This statement apparently completes the calculation of how one gets from 560 to 580. The difference between 560 and 580 is 20, which is the letter Kaf, and the letter Kaf is typically along the lines of Kaf and Yud together, making the word Ki. And the word Ki, or the Kaf by itself leading into the word, translates as like. And this is the idea of the one is like the other. And this is how the Ari, in my opinion, made the connection between the numbers 560 and he elevated it to 580. When we reach the world of Asiyah, the forces of evil are quite abundant. Below them are the Chayot in Yetzirah. There are four Chayot in this order. Netzach is included within Chesed. Hod is included in Givurah. Yesod is included in Tiferet. And this is three. The fourth is Malchut, which issues from the back of Tiferet, and it becomes the fourth Chayah. The names of the Chayot are Michael, Gabriel, Nuriel, and Raphael. They are all aspects of Memtet, for he is the main Chayah, while these four others are manifestations of him. They're part of him, and by themselves, they're aspects of him. Together they form, in total, Memtet. Apart, separated into the four names, they are less strong and less involved. There are six extremities, which are the six Vavs, whose combined numerical value is 36. The seraphim are above them, as it is written. The seraphim were standing above him. The word for him in this verse is Lamed Vav, whose numerical value is 36. Thus the verse may be read, the seraphim were standing above the 36. And the 36 will relate to the 36 Tzaddikim. The Ofanim are below these in Asiyah. In fact, there is only one Ofan, as it is written, and behold, there was one Ofan on the earth. But innumerable camps of derivative Ofanim issue from it. All this is because in Absolute, it is impossible for there to be any duality whatsoever. But below Atzilut, even though the infinite light of God spreads throughout Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, it shines through veils. It shines into Briah through one veil, into Yetzirah through two veils, and into Asiyah through three. Therefore, the infinite light of Hashem does not cling to them, to these worlds. And they are therefore termed worlds of separateness. We can therefore speak of two or four entities in these worlds, as is required apropos to the matter. When we reach the world of Asiyah, the forces of evil are quite abundant, and it is therefore termed the world of death. For this reason, the Ofanim, which are the angels in Asiyah, possess no intrinsic life force, being from the world of death. Rather, their life force comes from Yetzirah. This is the meaning of the verse. For the spirit of the Chayah was in the Ofanim. And as we know, the Chaya is in the world of Yetzirah. Thus, the spirituality and life force of Yetzirah descends into the Ofanim of Asiya, and there is no life force in the Ofanim except whatever reaches them from Yetzirah. This is why when the Chayot, the Ofanim, followed, when the former moved, the latter moved, and when the former stopped, the latter stopped. For the spirit of the Chaya is present in the Ofanim, and the latter's life force comes from the former. Now, I am at it. This whole essay provides hints to the worlds of angels that are new to most people. It requires contemplation, since the hints relate also to our understanding of the Sephirot and to the names of the angels. Look to the ending letters of the names of the angels. This is a hint. That's the end of the section, the end of the class. Does anyone have any questions? Our Rosh Chodesh connection will be tomorrow night, Tuesday night, at 7 p.m. West Coast time. And it may interfere with the State of the Union address. In either case, the Rosh Chodesh connection will be recorded if you choose to watch the president, and you can choose to record the president if you choose to connect to the Rosh Chodesh connection. The choice is yours. I bid you all shalom and a good evening. Shalom Gadol, Kodesh Tov, have a beautiful evening.
Thank you, Hanok. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.